Okay, Mitzvah Shin Vav, Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. So I think what we're going to do is go straight to the Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer here. The Sefer HaKinuch on this Mitzvah is very nice. I just don't think that anything that in the Mitzvah Sfiras says, so at least that we're going to come to, is from the Sefer HaKinuch. So I'll start from the beginning. So he says, "Dini mitzvah muvvar b'ram and perzayim mitzminin and musavin halachos chof pesach of hay v'rifs of pesachim v'hashitos elu shemevi amechaber timsav sham b'ran uval hamor." So he's basically quoting the makoros to look at. So ayin tosfos menachos samach vavam and aleph dibar maskal zecher. So that's one of the big tosfos on Tzvias Haomer muvvar b'tor orachaim v'es Yosef siman tafetas v'shulchan aruch. Sifches uva achronim. So okay. So now va'ayin shas menachos amechem ad beis usfartem lachem shedei tzvir lachol echa ve'echa. So the Gemara there says that the pasuk says usfartem lachem imacharat hashabbat. So it means that it should be a sphere for every single person lachol echa ve'echa. Va'ayin tosos yibar madchil usfartem v'chulei biyovil k'siv v'safarta. So the pasuk by Yovel says v'safarta. So sham hamitzvah lebeisden. So over there, v'safarta is a mitzvah on the base din, v'ivor lekaman bezras Hashem b'mkomo. And he says, I'm going to explain that later on, v'ayin b'gemara sham. So he doesn't really quote, Tosfos asks the question, if I remember correctly, but the Minchas Chinuch just says that there's this difference, v'yovel v'safarta is a mitzvah on the base din to do, usfartam lachem is a mitzvah on people to do. The Rashba says that it's coming from the lachem, because you could have usfartam, we would have known to count, so lachem is for each person. Okay, fine, good. So now, we'll jump to this Magen Avraham in Source 1, because he's going to quote it just in different parts. So so the Magen Avraham says, the imir says shomei habracha mehashat. So he's talking about obviously the mitzvah Tzvias HaOmer, that you could listen to the bracha from the shliach tzibur. V'sofer la'atmo, so you could listen to his bracha, right? You say amen to his bracha, and then count it for yourself. Techo habracha osaf v'shubaki yodse b'shat. Right, all the brachos, even if you know them, you could still answer amen to somebody else's bracha, and then you fulfill your obligation to make the bracha. Chutz mi birchas halechem. So I looked that up in the Rashba because I was not sure what that stood for. So chutz mi birchas halechem, or all birchas anehenin, really. V'kriya shema v'tfila. Those three, I didn't really look into this too much. Birchas anehenin, we understand, but you should really say those brachos to yourself, for yourself. Yeah. We just started. Okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're just in line two of source one. So he says, "Harei d'sfira, like the alkol panim sorech sheyisbur ba'atma." Right. Even if you were to say amen to the bracha from the shliach tzibur, you still should count to yourself. Right. Count it for yourself. That's what the pasuk of the Gemara is. Every single person needs to count it for themselves. Yeah. Fine, good. Ubebeis Yosef, now the end of the third line. Ubebeis Yosef, kasuv v'shem harashba, shiyotze b'sfiras hashatz. So Ubebeis Yosef says, you could even say amen in the name of the Rashba, you could even say amen to the shliach tzibur, saying the whole thing, right? He would say the bracha, he would say hayom yom x, whatever, and you say amen, and that's going to fulfill your mitzvah. So that seems to be against The Gemara says that Sfir Lachol Echad Ve'echad. So he says the Efshar Kivan Dekaimon Do Shemei Havei Kaona. So you have to. He says you come across. You use the concept Shemei Kaona. Havei Lekiilu Safar Huva Atzma. So we would say Shemei Kaona. So it says if when a person says Amen to the Hayom Yom whatever the day is, it's as if he counted it himself. So that's the first important thing, and that's what it's going to come up here, and then we'll come back to this later on, but. The question of Shomea Ka'one applying. So the Magen Avraham does say Vitzarach Ian about this Rashba, and then he suggests, maybe you'd have to say something along the lines of Shomea Ka'one. But he does say Vitzarach Ian, right? He says it's not so clear why you could just say Amen to somebody else's counting and that works. And the second point that he says here that the Minchas Chinuch is going to quote also in this paragraph, another very interesting halacha that seems to be a little bit unique. Upashet Dimutr Lispor B'chol Lashon. He says, obviously, you can count Sfiras HaOmer in any language. V'davka b'loshon shemeivin. But you have to understand it, right? That's usually true. Except, so now, v'in eino meivin l'shon ha-kodesh. What happens? He says, if you don't understand Hebrew, v'safar b'loshon ha-kodesh, lo yatsa. And that's different than everywhere
else. That makes sense here, because here it's not a mitzvah kriya, it's a mitzvah counting. And you can write Sfiras, you can't count it when you don't understand, right? So it's very different than
Very, very good. Which is going to relate to the... what we're going to speak about here, and that's basically the question: what type of mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer? And then,
but you're saying it's different than others. Like, give me an example of another mitzvah that if you don't understand it, but you just you're doing Lashon Kodesh, you're fine anyway. Even if you
davening is an example, yeah,
right.
It's right there. The Mishnah and Sota, like talk about all the things that you have to say in any language or in Lashon Kodesh. So
it's any like Mikra Bikurim, you can say it, you don't understand it.
Kirby Kurim, I think, is one of them that specifically you have to say in Hebrew.
Okay, that was what I was thinking. So Mikra Bikurim is, again, you would not have to understand.
Generally, if it's in, something specifically has to be in Hebrew, but the things that don't have to specifically be in Hebrew, you can either say it in a language that you understand,
or Hebrew, even if you don't understand it, you fulfill it.
And the Magen Avraham here is telling us, Imeinu Meivin, V'Safar Lo Yatsa, Tehal Lo Yada Mai Ka'amar, right? And this is really, we're going to have to understand this a little more so, but that's what you're saying, Michael. Tehal Lo Yada Mai Ka'amar, V'Ein Zeh Sfira. He didn't know what he said, so it's not a Sfira. So we have these two halachos, and we'll just do source two before we go back to the Minchas Chinuch. But in the Shelat Yavetz, Rav Yaakov Emden says, "Od yesh li la'or aracha b'inyan zeh mashikas of Magen Avraham Shim Sofer b'lashon haKodesh einu mevin lo yotza." So the Magen Avraham said, if you can't in Hebrew, but you do not understand what you're saying, you're not yotza. Einu muskam ani asaiti k'moshikas b'chiburi b'siyata deshmai. He says this is not agreed to by all. I don't think that this is true. But chachni midivrei Tosfos sheyotze af b'lashon sheino shomea. So he says, he brings a raya. I didn't really look into that too much, but he says he doesn't agree with this result. If you counted in Hebrew and you did not understand what you said, you still fulfill the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, which would make it now more like all the other examples.
That's counterintuitive, isn't it?
So it depends on what kind of
accounting.
So it depends on what kind of mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is. That's going to be the answer. So now let's go back to the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch says, at the beginning of the paragraph that starts with Beis, V'ayin shas menachol samachem. We'll five lines down or so. Umagin Avram sham siv katan Beis. Dai don't note that the eno yotze b'sfiras chaveru afal pisha shama. So he says. So at least Minchas Chinuch understands. We saw that the Magen Avraham gives a potential explanation, but he does have the Tzorachian that the Magen Avraham thinks. You're not yotze if you heard your friend. It's not like kiddush where you can be yotze by hearing somebody else. Everybody has to count it for themselves. He brings the base yotze who quotes the Rashba that you're yotze if you hear your friend. He says, So that was the first point from the Magen Avraham. Uvesever Chok Yaakov Sham Daito Gam Kain Teino Yotze B'Shemim Mechavero. So the Chok Yaakov also says you're not Yotze B'Shemim Mechavero. B'Pri Chodesh Sham Pilpil V'Daito B'Di'Eved Yotze Sham Mechavero. So the Pri Chodesh is not sure, but he says B'Di'Eved you would be Yotze. Maybe B'Shem HaSifri De'Ikra Mashi Hizir Ator Sfir L'Chol Echad Ve'Echad. So now he quotes from the Sifri when the pasuk says Sfartem Lachem Sfir L'Chol Echad Ve'Echad. It doesn't necessarily mean it's on each person, right? The Magen Avraham gave an answer Shamei Ka'on. Now the main Chinuch quotes from the Pre-Chadosh, then maybe the answer is, it doesn't mean it's specifically on every person, it's just to tell you that it's not like the mitzvah of Yovel. Right. Okay. Uchvar herichu abhachronim b'zeh. So fine, the achronim talked about this. V'yein magen avram sham disfiruhu v'cholashon v'lav daf v'lashon hakodesh. We may know maybe v'lashon hakodesh v'safar lo yasa. So we have these two halachos that hopefully will fit into a larger framework. That the first one again is that you shemei kohen doesn't apply, and the second one is that you need to understand what you're saying even if you count in Hebrew. So we'll do the next two paragraphs. They're not going to relate to this topic, but each of these two paragraphs is enough for a shiur on its own on Sfiras HaOmer. So vihine das rov harishonim the sphere bizman hazeh she'ein omer hu rak derabanan. He says rov harishonim say the sphere omer bizman hazeh din derabanan. Right, aval das Rambam perek zayin mitzmidin usav in halachah dalish shumin haTorah. So, but the Rambam has the famous shida that it's deoraisa bizman hazeh. Ayin ran psachim v'chesav mishum v'beis Yosef. So this is an entire shir again in and of itself. It's v'yosam v'tzev deoraisa derabanan. Okay, good. We're not talking about that now, but it's a shir. Okay, next paragraph is also another shir. Nashim v'avadim. So he says v'nashim v'avadim mitur mi mitzvah zo. To have a mitzvah asay shazman grama. So he says nashim and avadim are patur because it's mitzvah asay shazman grama. I am again of Ram Shakasav the Ahina Shavya Alayu Chova. He says the Magen Avraham says women have to count for your Omer nowadays because they accepted it upon themselves as an obligation. Shavyu Alayu Chova, right? So they accepted it, so now it became obligatory. So
interesting, yeah. He uses I think almost the same lashon that he uses with regard to Marav, no?
That's gonna yeah.
Exactly, I think
it's
the same wording.
He's gonna make his comparison tomorrow. Yeah, very good. Yeah, there's I think 4 mitzvot that we say should be like the chova, lulav, or maybe 3, lulav, mariv, and shofar. I think are the 3 that we say that woman asay shazman grama, that woman accepts it. And then the question is the sphere is number the 4th or not? Right. So the Magen Avraham says it is. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not. That woman did not accept it. So he says, "V'davar zeh tzarech
yon." He actually discourages it. He actually definitely tells women not to discourage counting with a brother, right? Even if they're going to forget.
Because they're going to, right. That's So he says, "V'davar zeh tzarech yon." V'hu davar chadash. The nashim im kibul aleim latos mitzvah asay shehim beturin yischayvu mibnei deshavya alayu chova. He says this is really a new thing to suggest that just because they did something to their putter and then now it becomes obligatory to them. So he says we didn't see this anywhere and it's not like Marv, which is the only place that it kind of does come up. Right. So the in footnote vav just here, and I think we all probably have this. His footnote here, so he quotes the Shavu Alechova only applies when there's a machlokes in something, right? The Gemara says Tfilas Arvus Rosh Hashanah Chova, so it's machlokes. Now you could apply Shavu Alechova. So he's going to say, but by there's nothing by Tfilas Omer that would suggest that there's a machlokes involved that you could use the Svara. So that's the I think that's like the famous answer. So fine. So he says, "V'chein yesh deos de'asur v'hu lasos mitzvahs asay shazman grama." He says, "There's even I was not familiar with this before I saw this." He says, "There's even shitas that women cannot do mitzvahs asay shazman grama." Uluchule alma eino mitzvah klav v'heach yishavu chova. So how could they do this? V'lo yadadi motadvarim shal devarim agin avarim. So he says that I don't understand this. I don't know what his source is.
For
women,
it's
yeah.
Something called tzitzit. I think I've heard this before. Maybe that it's tzitzit for them to do it. Oh,
really?
He's saying
it's Aser Lasos Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. They quote they're a Ran in Sukkah. So, okay, I mean, it's another, again, this is another, I listened, it was a long time ago, like 6+ months ago, from Rav Sachs in YU. He gave a shir on Shavu Lechova. I saw it on YU Torah, so I listened.
It's a very good shir.
I don't remember the details, but yeah.
That's a different theory than that.
Right, so, okay, very good. So now we'll skip paragraph Hey, but paragraph Hey is just basically on the, so before when I said we wouldn't look at the Sefer Achinuch, so that wasn't entirely true. In the last paragraph of the Sefer Achinuch on the next page, in the very, very last paragraph, there seems to be this Girsa question about what he holds. Because he says it's noig del rice of a chol makom bizcharim. And then we have this line about nowadays that it's a derabanan, and there's all these footnotes here because they're all telling us that this isn't in different versions, and different versions other versions are listed in a certain way. And so I think it's not entirely clear what the Sefer HaChinuch thought about this. So in the paragraph Hey, Minchas Chinuch, first he talks a little bit about this lashon, and then in the second part of this he says it's very, very strange that if he holds that it's derabanan, for him not to say, but the Rambam thinks it's a deraisa, because he usually follows the Rambam, and when he doesn't, he tells you that there's other opinions involved. So that's paragraph Hey. So now let's look at the Torah in source 3. That's at least for this paragraph, it's good to see the shittos, and this is going to be, and that's really what we're going to spend probably the bulk of our time speaking about here, is what happens if you skip a day, and specifically about a katan who becomes bar mitzvah during Sfiras Omer, should he be counting with a bracha without a bracha? So in source three, the Torah quotes the three shitos from the Gaonim about what happens if a person misses a day of Sfiras HaOmer. So right, we know. I mean, basically, the Shulchan Aruch says the halach is if you miss a day, you don't continue counting, and that's what we've all heard. So kasevo b'hag sheim shachach levarich lecha min hayamim shelo yivarich od b'yamim shela achar. So the b'hag says you don't count on later days, and that's what we follow. That's the halacha. Rav Sadia gon kasev sheim shachach lecha min hayamim yivarich b'yamim shela achar chutz milayla harishon sheim shachach lo b'yirecho shelo yivarich od. So here's a very, very interesting shita that if you forget the first day, then you can no longer make the bracha. But if you forget any day in the middle, you would make the bracha. And Rav Haigon's opinion is you would make the bracha in the future. And the Ri agrees with Rav Haigon. So right, so the three shitas of Bahag, you don't continue. Rav Sadia Gaon, who makes the distinction from the first day to the rest of the days, maybe we'll speak a little bit about that later. And the third shita from the Rav Haigon and the Ri that you would continue making saying the Sfiras HaOmer. So now let's jump back to the Minchas Chinuch. So he says, "V'hine nira pashet l'shitas rishonim asovrim de'im lo mana b'layla yispor b'yom." According to the ones who say you could count in the daytime, which is another totally separate discussion, if you're allowed to count in the daytime or you're not. But that's, I mean, there are you could probably get five or six very interesting shiurim on Sfiras HaOmer. So oim delay kol hayom yispor charkach delo hifsid hamitzvah, or according to the ones who says even if you skip the day you could continue counting like the Rav Haigon and the Ri ein chiluk benim shachach ohezi v'lomanet. So he says it doesn't matter if you forgot or you didn't count on purpose oshalaya mechuyav limnos kigon katan shenis gadol b'meisir, or you just weren't obligated and you therefore did not count like a katan o evich nishtacher bayom or a slave that was freed. It doesn't really matter for whatever reason you did not count beforehand, does not matter. According to Rav Haigon, you could continue counting with a bracha. Mikomakom chayav limnos, you're obligated to count. He says Sfiras HaOmer is not a din in tashlumin, like that if you weren't obligated at the beginning you wouldn't be obligated later on. Right, so there are cases of tashlumin where if you weren't chayev at the when something started, you don't continue. But he says this is not one of those cases. But right, in other areas too, there, but where tashlumin comes up. The din here of counting with the rest of an Israel is a mitzvah that each day is not dependent on the day before, right? Each day is independent. So right, so if you missed yesterday, so what? Today's a new day, so you count today. Okay, fine. The gam im shachach. So now what if you forget? Gam im shachach by laila umone by yom l'shita zo. So he says again, it's not a din in tashlumen. Ella hamitzvah nimshachas. The mitzvah continues into the daytime. V'havi kamo echad shenishtata b'tchilas la pesach depater mimatzah. Right? It's like a person. If he becomes a shota on the night of Pesach, he's puter for matzah. V'acharkach nispakeach v'layla. And afterwards, he gets his senses back. Just because he was puter at the beginning of the night of Pesach doesn't mean that a few hours later, if he becomes the pikeach now, he would have to eat his matzah. The chomav lailu hu mitzvah. The whole time, the whole night is the mitzvah. The ain zeh hashlom. It's not a din in tashlumin. It's a din in this whole time period is a mitzvah. Hu adin kan is that pasha. He says the same thing here by Sfiras HaOmer. If every day is a mitzvah, then you're not doing it something as a tashlumen, you're doing it as the mitzvah for today. So mm-hmm. Therefore, you would count. Okay. I mean, we're still not the next paragraph is going to be where he speaks about the katan, who became the bar mitzvah. So fine. So let's finish this one. Ulushitas harishonim. So according to the rishonim, according to the ones who say if you missed a day you can no longer count, so that's right, the Bahag, and that's what we follow the halacha. And like the Sefer Chinuch says that it's one mitzvah, and if you miss one day you lose your counting. So he says it doesn't matter if you forgot or you didn't count on purpose, or you just decided not to count because you were 12 years old and you said, I'm not mechuyav, so I'm just not going to count. So this is all pashut. Up to now, it's been fairly simple. So now, where is it going to get complicated? It's going to get complicated in the case of a katan who did count beforehand. Right beforehand, we said the katan didn't count beforehand, so he's not going to count, he's not obligated to count now. What happens if the katan said every night he said his bracha, even if he didn't say his bracha, he just counted? What happens if he was counting up till now? So now he says, Achani mesupak shita zo, im hakatan, afal pi she'eno chayav, the katan, he's not obligated, mikomako mana kederach haketanim, right? People, he decided to count. Oh, Eved, mana, kodem shinishtachar gamkein, or an Eved, he counted before he was freed. Ki rashai lasos mitzvah asay shazman grama, kemivor bekam mekom sushat. So Eved could do mitzvah asay shazman grama. Uve'emza nizgato ha-katam nishtachar ha-Eved. And then in the middle of Sfirat Ha-Omer, the katan became bar mitzvah. Imuchu yamin ha-Torah lemnos bigadlusa uvigeruso v'shana ha-hi. So the question is, does the katan still have to count? Does he have to count that year? So now, what are the two sides to this? Do we say that this is all about, was he obligated or not? And the kevan shaya putter, here he was not obligated. Okay, fine, good. He was counting. He decided he wanted to count, but he wasn't obligated. But it's one mitzvah, and previously when he was a katan, he wasn't obligated. So to now, he's not obligated min ha-Torah. Right, because beforehand he wasn't obligated, and it's all one mitzvah. So if he wasn't obligated before, he was not obligated now. Ve'ein kofen oso, and if he's not obligated now, ve'ein kofen oso limnos kechol mitzvos asay shavatora, then you can't force him to count because he's not obligated to. So now that was one side, right? That we said because he was not obligated, he doesn't count now. Oh Dilma, maybe we say Kevan Shimon Avshei Abivtor, he counted even though he wasn't obligated. Mikol Mokum Lo Batal HaCheshbon Al Kol Panim, but the counting was not nullified because he has his counting. The Minchas Kinnuch is going to elaborate on this in a few lines. V'chayim Mikana L'Haba, and he says Umatzino B'Mordechai B'Megillah. Hey, this first Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivina. So the Mordechai quotes, "Umuva gamkim b'magen Avram, tehamuchuyav midurabanan moti hachayav min haTorah." So this case is an interesting case. This is a case of Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and what's going on in this case is he said Kiddush in a Tosefa Shabbos time, right? It was too early for Shabbos. You decided to make Shabbos, do early Shabbos in the summertime or whatever it was, and you go home. It's right outside, the sun is still up, and you made Kiddush, right? So he's saying, so the Magen Avraham says, you fulfilled your obligation of Kiddush, de'oraisa, even though you said it as a derabanan, right? So now he says, de'yotzi b'kiddush hayom, y'planka minchu l'mala, ayin sham. So he says, imkein, kemo de'yotzi b'kiddush shel Shabbos bizman derabanan, just like your yotzi with Kiddush on Shabbos in a time frame that's derabanan, right? You're using a derabanan to fulfill your deraisa. In Cain, the katan shnis gadel, the alkol panim higil chinuch kodim. The katan who grew up, he reached his chinuch was beforehand. The vaydai moel az hazman shemuchuyav mi derabanan lios chayv acharkach min haTorah ve'ein acheshvan batel. He says because he was able to count beforehand as a derabanan. Right? I know what you're getting. What are you going to say? Very good. Very good. Right, and that's going to be the next.
He's taking it for granted? Like
yeah, I was going to point. That's what I was going to point out. His assumption is the chinuch is a din d'rabbanon on the child. Right. Very interesting. Two assumptions, actually. Assumption one is that chinuch is a mitzvah on the child. And assumption two is that after nowadays, it sounds like he's assuming that it's a din d'oraisa that counts the Yerusha Omer. And he's saying this because he was high before him, d'rabbanon, and he can continue counting d'oraisa, right? That seems to be his. I think that's so like you pointed out. So if we just jump to the sheets for a minute or two, we have this. I wasn't. You were, I think the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos is in Brachos that you were quoting. So I went to in Megillah. That's what the Tosfos here that I went to. But it's the same. Yeah, it's the exact same idea.
Megillah goes into the trade room.
Right, that's here. So in this, the Tosfos here, so Tosfos is of the opinion that the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah derabana on the katan. So Tosos says, it's on the Mishnah that I put in source four, that Hakol Ksher and Likros says, Megillah Chus Mechirah Shot of a Kazan, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Bekazan. So Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir Bekazan. So Tosfos says, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Kasha Be'ez a Kazan Mayri, right? What Kazan are we talking about here? E below Higil Chinoch, my time with Rabbi Yehuda the Machshir. If the kid didn't even reach Chinoch, why would Rabbi Yehuda say that it's okay for him to read the Megillah? If he's not obligated, he can't be motzi other people. So if he did not reach the age of chinuch yet, there's no question that he cannot read the Megillah, right? So again, Tosfos is saying, what's the age of this katan here? If he didn't reach age of chinuch, how could Rabbi Yehuda say that he fulfills his obligation, right? And if he higil chinuch. And if he reached chinuch, my time is the rabbanon. If he reached chinuch, why do the rabbanon say he cannot read the Megillah? Right, everybody here is obligated to rabbanon by Mikra Megillah. So let the kid who at least has an obligation to rabbanon read the Megillah for everybody else who has an obligation to rabbanon. So that's the Tosfos' question. Why don't we say that the katan who already reached chinuch, he has a mitzvah derabanan, so let him fulfill everybody else's mitzvah derabanan. To hachi nami, amrina perik mishameso, the ben mivarech la'aviv, right? We have this, I think we actually spoke about Birchas Hamazon a long time ago. So the ben mivarech la'aviv, afa bishu katan, the yotze bivir chaso, right? The ben can, the Gemara says that a son could bench for his father, even though he's a katan, and the father's yotze. Umoki lahasam kigon sha'achal ha kizai so kabeitza davishu durabanan. The Gemara there says the father ate a shir durabanan, right? So the Gemara there clearly says the katan who's durabanan could be motzi his father who's a durabanan. So Tosfos says the asi katan shechiyuvo derabanan. Right, Tosfos clearly here says, and he's going to say this again in a few lines. The katan has an ab derabanan. Chinuch puts a derabanan obligation on the katan to do mitzvot. Umati ka'av shelo achal elashir derabanan. The amai lo amrina came in Megillah. So right, why don't we say that here? V'chein v'perek bula v'gadol. Zomer ein katan motzi b'kriyas halal. Oni nacharav machein omrim. So and the Gemara also there says that a katan cannot say lead halal. So now, what's the answer? The katan did reach the age of chinuch. Right? For Megillah, there's only a chiyuv derabanan on everybody. The katan ain't mechuyuv elami derabanan. Afilu b'shar mitzvot. And the katan is only mechuyuv again. So it was very clear that a katan is a chinuch. A katan chinuch puts a derabanan obligation on the katan. Even by Sharmis, we've got the lake Elachad derabanan be Megillah. Sharib Sharmis was who chayv deraisa. Right, the gadol only has one chiyuv derabanan. The little asi trade derabanan umafi chad derabanan. Right, and that's really, and that's he says a katan who has two derabanans can't be motzi of the father who has one derabanan. And then he concludes with what about Birchas Hamazon? Right, so in Birchas Hamazon, the Gemara said the father had an obligation derabanan, but now that you would think the son has two obligations derabanan. So his answer is going to be, right, it's kind of like he still has one derabanan again. Yeah, so he says the father ate a little, the katan had ate a shir deraisa, so it's really one derabanan. So Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with this and say that a katan could. So just something to throw out there, just because I was thinking about this before. Maybe he thinks that the Rabbi Yehuda thinks that two derabanans could be motze one derabanan, just as a suggestion, right? Mm-hmm. Tosfos is telling us a very compelling explanation for the rabbanan, right? But that doesn't. We now have to understand why Rabbi Yehuda allows it. So maybe he does allow two derabbanans to be multi. Maybe, I don't know. So that's one side. And what's the other side of this? And that's this. There's the Ramban that the Ran quotes in Megillah, and that's in source 6. The Ramban has a good, nice reading in the Gemara. The Ramban says here is the Rabbanan tier lehu she'eno b'din shekatan avad hishigil chinuch yotim yotze hagidolim midei chovatam mishum. Love mitzvah didei, he says, chinuch is not a mitzvah on the son. Ela de avuha, it's a mitzvah on the father. The ihu lo mechayiv the mitzvot kol ikar. The son is not obligated. When we say chinuch, the son doesn't have an obligation. The father has an obligation. So now he has to understand all these things. Rabbi Yehuda atmo. So now Rabbi Yehuda, why? How could Rabbi Yehuda allow a katan to read the Megillah if he has no obligation whatsoever? He's not even a derabanan obligation. So Yuda Asmalo, he Tirbakatan al Bimigilla, I mean, Nesha Kulam Hayuba Oso Ane. So he did a very interesting story that they were all in that Nes, so therefore the Katan could do it. The Ron, in the last three lines here, does not like that suggestion. He does not like that. He says, you could say that if they were normally, like for women who would have a Chiyo but are just Putter because it's the Mitzvah Sase Shazman Grama, you can't just give it to somebody who has no obligation whatsoever. Okay, so then, and then he continues to just explain some of the other cases. Umasham, Ben Mivarech, Laviv, Ben Gadol, Airi. This is also very interesting that when the Gemara says that a Ben could bench for his father, he's talking about Ben Gadol, not a Katan. Vahai Damrin and Tavol of Ne'eron, the Gemara says that there's going to be a curse on somebody whose son fulfills their obligation of benching. So the Pashut shot is that you're having your son who's a Katan do it. Mm-hmm. So he says, no, the Rina Haimi Shum She'enu Yodei Levarech. You're a Ne'era because you should know how to bench. The Gemara there says that the father ate a shir durabanan. Doesn't that sound like it so that the katan would be able to bump himself up? So he says, "Hainu mishu de katani de isha." That has nothing to even do with the katan. The isha mevareches labayla. So because the Gemara also says that a woman could bench for her husband. So it's part of the question if women are obligated birchas hamazon d'oraisa or not. So it means that they're not, and the husband only ate a derabanan, so it has nothing to do with the katan. So that's the Ramban's understanding of chinuch. So that was the point one from this paragraph in the Minchas Chinuch, is that he's clearly assuming that the chinuch is a mitzvah on the son. So if we'll jump now back to source 8, which is a piece from Harare Kedem from Rav Shorkin, who wrote based on the Shiure Rav Soloveitchik. So he develops this idea, which is, if you want to look at in Simon Kuf Yud Beis, and in, I quote in source 9 in Simon Kuf Yud, and it's pervasive in these pieces. So Ulufima Shenichtav Nir Lomar. So the Rav in the previous paragraph in source 8, he quoted this Sefer this Minchas Chinuch about the Katan, right? The Minchas Chinuch, again, what were his two sides? His two sides were either he was Pater beforehand, really, Mi'ikra, then he was Pater, so he's Pater now, or because he had a Chiv Durabanan beforehand, he's Chayv now. So Rav Soloveitchik here, Ulufima Shenichtav Nir Lomar. If you miss the day, you lose out on the mitzvah, the sheet of the Bahag. He says it's not a din in the guf hamitzvah, right? I'm not sure there's a better way to translate that. The whole point in the Bahag, if you miss a day, and this is what you mentioned 2 minutes into the shir, was that you need to have this continuous counting. Accounting means you counted the day beforehand. So if you missed the day beforehand, you lost your counting. Meaning that the whole point of Sfiras HaOmer is to have a counting. Right? Again, kevan shabatol etzol cheshbon shel yomim. Once you lose the counting, you lost it. The im kein Nira the katan afshu pater mikol mitzvah zain lo kiyum shel sviras omer katan he's pater mikol makom maisa svira mina islay, but if he counted today's one, today's two, today's three, he has his counting. The gam svira bikatnus havia svira, it's a svira, right? It's not, to have a svira, all you have to do is say today is day one. You don't need, I'm not even sure you need la halacha, you don't even need das, you just have to. That's the whole point. The whole point is cheshbon shel yomim kaim, that you had this counting that you can go forward with. The katan who became bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer. Hacheshbon kaim v'karina beit tamimos. He has this counting and it's considered tamimos. So from the formulation that's presented here, I think it's one step further than the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch said that for the cousin's account, he at least, you have to say he had this obligation before in the Rabbanan, right? And we saw that wasn't even, that itself is a Machlokas Rishonim. And from the Rav here, we have, if the whole thing is about accounting, if you had the counting before, you could
mechanical.
Be totally, totally
it's
put
mechanical.
There.
It's mechanical.
You have to, yeah.
Right.
You had your counting. So what's an Afkamina here? And I said this over to Rabbi Wayne Trelle. I'm not sure. Yeah, he didn't really respond to it, but he was like, an Afkamina is a ger, right? A ger who converts during Sfiras HaOmer. According to the way the Minchas Chinuch presents it, he, if he didn't have an Afkamina, he needed something to stand on beforehand.
Right. So,
And according to this, he had his counting. I mean, he did that. He has his counting. So I just need to point out that Aruch HaShulchan clearly says the Geir does not make the bracha after he converts. But I mean,
he might not agree with the Rav.
Right, he might not. That might
he
be.
He might say anything,
but I don't think he speaks to that Hassan. He didn't like the. I should quote him without his permission, but yeah, you see the logic. But at the end of the day, it's hard to suggest. You're suggesting that even based on the Bahag, who says that if you miss it, like that it's all really connected. You didn't have an obligation before, and you weren't Jewish beforehand. It's like a little.
But I think the Rav is reinterpreting the Bahag. The traditional.
Oh yeah. The Rav was reinterpreting.
Right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
The Rav even, I didn't quote this in, but in reinterpreting the Bahag.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's all about the Kesef. It's a totally different way of understanding it.